Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We had a lot of sports. We have a lot of sports to talk about.
Yes.
The Cubs take two of three. We got to talk about the one they didn't take. As much as anything else, sadly, what a weird game that was.
That Saturday. Was a weird game, and it might have been
the longest game known to man.
It also had the highest marquee value of any of the three games,
sure,
because of Paul Skeen starting and what that represented and how hard he threw. Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
Guys throwing 100 miles an hour, just, you know, it's like a carnival act. I didn't know you could throw the ball that fast.
And you were just waiting for him to leave the game.
Yeah.
You were. Just waiting him to run out of gas and – he didn't go five. In these days, five feels like a complete game.
You were waiting for him to go nix on the whole thing because they kind of ran out of gas. I don't know if you're following closely. The Bulls have the number 11 pick in the draft. Means nothing to me. I believe when AK was in Denver, they drafted the Joker with the 41st pick in the second round. So just get him. Get a couple more of those, please, and I think everything will be
good. That doesn't
good.
Happen
what?
Every year. That doesn't happen every decade. That's kind of a
too much
that,
of an outlier.
That really is
a
once-in-a-generation type thing where you find a player like that in the second round.
All right, get one. And let's see. The White Sox actually won a series. We won't talk about yesterday. There's no point. They didn't turn up.
Well, they played really well up until yesterday. They stopped hitting
again. Four-game winning streak.
10th. Shutout of the season. That is,
we're not talking about that.
A historic pace. Well, we have to talk about both. We have to talk about both. But they have been playing good baseball. Actually, in the last 16 games, 2 weeks, they're 9-7, and there's some reasons why they're getting some pretty good pitching. They did not get it yesterday.
Bears.
Yeah. Well, the weekend went as well as it could have. You could have hoped if you're a Bears fan, because you saw everything you wanted to see out of Caleb Williams, and you certainly heard him speak, and every time he does, he instills a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, he was the winner.
He was the winner of the weekend.
And it was before he threw a pass.
He didn't have to throw a pass to win the weekend. He could have just kind of sat out the second practice like his wide receiver buddy, Odunze.
Didn't it feel like he was throwing passes into a bucket? Like, it felt like he was – I mean, every pass I saw him throwing, all the tape I saw, I wasn't out there, but man, that's pretty good.
Pretty effortless and accurate.
Easily done.
And he does make it look easy, and you'd like everything you hear from the coaches on Saturday and from the players on Friday. Yeah, I don't think Caleb Williams did anything to stop the hype or to slow things down. This is exciting, especially when you see the way that he interacts with his teammates and has already taken on a little bit of a leadership role.
Yeah, he was good, and all of them good. The bionic punter was good. He's all signed and ready to go.
Signed a contract.
Can you believe it? Listen,
if I was a punter drafted in the fourth round, I'd be rushing to find the pen, too. I would want to sign as quickly as possible.
He's not Russian. He's Australian. You'd be Australian.
Rushing.
Oh, sorry.
To find the pad. I need to make my G's hard. Yes. I think it's smart to sign. Why these contracts, they're pretty much boilerplate right now.
Well, you know, he got it done. Get yourself a little cabbage. Get yourself a nice place. I mean, it's different, I suppose, if you've got, I don't know, $10 million in the bank.
And yeah, you're not in as big of a hurry.
Or to go to Target.
Exactly. And
you don't even have an agent, so we'll figure all that out eventually.
Torrey Taylor, though, the punter, I found his confidence interesting and also reassuring. You don't find many punters that are that confident, but he felt like he should have gone higher in the draft. Well, or he thought he actually might.
Yeah. Well, he's real good. He's the Iowa punter. You know what they say about those Iowa athletes?
Well,
pretty good.
They're pretty good. Yeah. And
just punters and basketball stars. I don't want to upset Big Ant.
Caitlin Clark missed her graduation over the weekend because she was practicing with the Indiana Fever, and they presented her a certificate of graduation instead. I got to think that's something I would want to make.
Really?
Yeah. I think I would want to go to my graduation, even if I'm in training camp for the WNBA. I think that I would prioritize my graduation over practice. It's only practice.
I didn't go to my graduation.
I know, but everyone's got their different reasons. I did not either. I went to my undergrad graduation. I did, yes.
Okay.
I think it's something that...
Yes. I mean, it doesn't change anything. You can work that day. It's not gonna alter your life. It's not like they won't let you graduate.
I think it's a memory. It's a special occasion. And for her... She can do whatever she wants, obviously, but practice versus graduation, I would have picked the
I'm going
cap
to my
and gown.
Daughter's graduation. She's
See?
Graduating
Why are you going?
Month because
you...
it's an accomplishment that I'm proud
Thank
of.
You. You just made my point.
Yeah.
It's an accomplishment.
But I'm a relatively reserved fellow. Relatively.
Well, it's pomp, it's circumstance, it's an accomplishment, it's an achievement, it's something to celebrate. She can practice tomorrow. She's always going to be able to practice.
We're talking about practice, man.
And I don't want to get back and all this stuff, but Angel Reese went to the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that the Met Gala is like a fundraiser where they only invite certain people? I think there's like a 400-person guest list or something. But when you are invited, you have to pay $750.
Did not know that.
Apparently, because it's a fundraiser – you go to the Met Gala, but you pay to show off your dress and to be at the Met Gala. I was totally unaware of that. It's one of the reasons I'll never go to the Met Gala.
Right.
There are many reasons. I don't look good in a dress.
Well, it's kind of like paying to go to a banquet or an event. So you're buying a ticket to an event.
Just saying. It's. I didn't know. I just assumed that was all free, but apparently not the case.
My sense is that she wasn't like working an extra job to get the $750 to buy the ticket.
Oh, no, I think she's done okay
yeah,
with the
I think
NIL
she's done
stuff,
okay.
too. Yeah, no, and I'm not criticizing her. I'm just saying I didn't know that fact.
Well, you don't want to second guess that decision. She'll come at you. She did on social media.
Who second guessed it?
She's
she didn't like people second guess?
She didn't like being questioned whether or not she could do both. And
God bless her. Yeah. Who cares? I mean, what's more important? Met Gala, pretty big.
She just missed a practice.
That's right.
She got excused from a practice early.
Yeah.
She could have
been
excused.
She didn't miss it. She just kind of ducked out.
See, now, if she could go to the Met Gala instead of going to practice,
that's
Caitlin
what
Clark
I was
could
thinking.
Go to graduation.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, if Angel Reese can get a flight and have people doing her makeup on the plane, couldn't Caitlin Clark do the same thing?
I think she could have.
All right.
Caitlin Clark could have gone to graduation in her Nike basketball shoes and her number 22 jersey, and everybody would have cheered anyway. Been thrilled about
up.
It.
Yeah, it would have more people would have graduated. There'd have been more people there.
It could have been.
I
there.
Mean, are you
they could have
me?
Charged. Yeah, they could have charged $750 a ticket and gotten a pretty good crowd for the Iowa graduation. I think.
So the professor was back yesterday.
Yes,
and
good
he
sign.
Was back. I mean, he was not only back, but he was the professor again.
He looked like he was more comfortable. He looked like he had a little better command. He wasn't leaving the ball over the plate as much as he had before in his previous starts that got him shelled and got him benched, essentially. So he looked healthier. The back was not an issue.
No, he looked good. He got through it. There was soft contact.
They needed him to do that as well. I think there's something about Kyle Hendricks that maybe when you don't want to get too far ahead, it's only one start and was only five innings. But when he's put in a position where you need him to come through, he's been pretty good about that throughout his career. He comes through.
Agree. He's the veteran. He's the last man standing.
Because you didn't expect Tyone to be moved back to Tuesday.
That is a little disconcerting.
He says he was fine, and he said he could have gone yesterday.
They said his back was barking.
Yeah, and that's why they moved him. And then they decided to activate Hendricks instead of the Iowa start. He started in Pittsburgh against the Pirates.
Yeah.
And Tyone will go against the Braves on Tuesday. That's going to be a good matchup. Chris Sale, Jameson Tyone.
Very important win yesterday, I think. Just important to win the game.
I think that was a big game yesterday. Yeah. I don't think that it was maybe a must win, but it's certainly a statement. And you wanted to win two out of three.
Yes.
Because that series against the Pirates, important because it's a winnable series. And also because of the way you lost Saturday.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Well, that was terrible.
It was terrible because that was a terrible, they were giving you every chance to win that game. And you said, no, thank you.
That was another bullpen loss, frankly, and that was a very upsetting one, just because you kind of ground it out. I mean, how many runs they have in that inning with the two-hour delay in the middle of it? They walked like six guys.
Yeah,
it was crazy. They walked in how many runs, and you know, you have an inning like that, and then you know the bad moment was surrendering the three-run shot to Yasmani Grandal.
Oh my gosh! And he flipped his bat, or he let go of it. He posed a little bit. He got all of it though.
Oh yeah.
He got all of it. First home run of the season. That was a weird game because it started out with all the hype surrounding Paul Skeens, who delivered, striking out seven.
Man.
100 mph, 17 times.
Ridiculous.
17 times he clocked three digits, which.
Dustin pitching.
And then there was the rain delay.
That was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And.
That inning was ridiculous.
All of the walks, all of the invitations to beat the Pirates, and the Cubs basically declined.
Yeah. Yeah, it just the game got out of control, and it was a bad loss. And then to come back and win the series in the 10th inning yesterday was important. At the end of the year, those kind of games matter, and the reality is when you're better than a team and the Cubs are better than the Pirates,
you should win the series.
You've got to win the series against.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
Division opponent.
I'll tell you what nobody's talking about.
They're going to Atlanta?
No, Patrick Wisdom.
Oh, Patrick Wisdom.
You know, yeah, he's a guy that, when we talk about Ian Happ, you know, maybe being platooned or batting only against right-handed pitching or whatever the case may be, you could envision Patrick Wisdom and Ian Happ being a pretty good platoon system out there if Patrick Wisdom continues to swing a power bat. And this is a guy that's averaged 25 home runs the last three seasons, and we don't talk about him very much. And I think he could be entitled to a few more opportunities.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor. Serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio. Just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. All backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.